Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. It's Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. He's been my dentist for the last 28 years. I hope he's my dentist for the next 28. I'm never going to another dentist. Ever, ever, ever. I'll let my teeth fall out of my head before I go to another dentist. Let's talk about sports, shall we? Colts camp opens 3 weeks from today. What is going to determine their level of success this season? It's going to be quarterback play. How about this? For the last four seasons, the Colts have had a different starting quarterback, and you knew they were going to have a different starting quarterback before camp broke. Right? Andrew Luck in 18. Jacoby Brissett in 19 after Luck retired somewhat suddenly, although I think people at the Colts complex had an inkling that that was coming before it was announced. Then you had Phillip Rivers. Now you've got Carson Wentz. It all comes down to quarterback play in the NFL. What you've got to do in order to win, you've got to have a quarterback who plays somewhere in the top 10 in the NFL. And Carson Wentz is capable of that. If Eric Fisher's healthy and that offensive line can keep Wentz clean, Wentz has a really good chance of succeeding in Indianapolis as long as he doesn't get erratic. He's got to play within himself. He can't put himself or his health at risk. He can't put the ball at risk. If he does those things with that set of weapons and those weapons stay healthy, the Colts have a chance to succeed. On the defensive side, you got to get the other quarterback dirty. You get the other quarterback dirty, and you keep yours clean, you got a chance to win a lot of games. We'll see if the Colts are capable of getting that done. That process starts 3 weeks from today at Grand Park. And we know the rhythm of the preseason, right? The preseason goes like this. We look forward to camp like it's Christmas. And then after about 3 days of practice, we're like, my goodness, how many more practices we got to watch before we see real football? Then we see a preseason game where we get all excited again. Show up at Lucas Oil Stadium and we're like, hey! And then the first quarter ends, all the starters get pulled. We're like, well, what do we do now? Oh, yeah, this is the preseason. These games don't matter. And so we get to see a lot of guys at the end of the roster and try to figure out who the 53rd man is going to be on this roster. Then we start looking forward to the regular season. And when the regular season comes, we get very, very happy because it is kind of the national sports religion, not literal religion, but the sports religion in the United States of America. You look at TV ratings, the NFL in the fall dominates TV ratings overall. It in the 70s, where it was Archie and, you know, All in the Family and the Mary Tyler Moore Show and MASH. No. It's professional football in the United States draws eyeballs in numbers unlike any other programming that exists. The Pacers. Pacers have another pre-draft workout today. Yesterday's only two guys. You had Kai Jones out of Texas. You had Moses Moody out of Arkansas. I liked both guys in the interviews, the Zoom with the media. that not many media people attend, actually, and I like both of these guys, and I wish more guys were on it, because Moses Moody, for a freshman who just turned 19, not more than a couple of months ago, this guy is really well put together, very, very mature, says the right things, and he says it with a degree of veracity that makes you buy it. All right, Kai Jones, he's a little more flippant, but I liked him. Kai Jones and Moses Moody have great potential. The comp for Moses Moody, how about Allen Houston? That'd be all right. If you can get Moses Moody at 13 and have him turn into what Allen Houston was for the New York Knicks, you got a hell of a bargain at 13. I think the Pacers are going to be able to go get somebody who's going to help both immediately and then develop into somebody down the road. You ought to be able to do that with the 13th overall pick. Today's workout warriors, you got Kyle Mangus of Indiana Wesleyan, 6'4", great shooter, great scorer. We'll see whether he's drafted, whether he's going to be one of those elite-level European guys or a guy who finds his way into an NBA roster and figures out how to succeed at that level. Interesting challenges ahead for Kyle Mangus. Isaiah Jackson is coming to this workout. He, of course, of Kentucky, 6'10", power forward. You've got Jeremiah Robinson Earl of Villanova. Butler fans, people who watch Big East basketball, are going to remember Jeremiah Robinson Earl. He's projected late first round, mid second. He's 6'9", not terribly long, though, but very, very smart, understands the game, as do almost all guys who play for Jay Wright at Villanova. Isaiah Jackson, he's got the potential to be a really good player, but he's projected right now in mock drafts to be in an area where the Pacers would have access to him if they trade back. If they trade into the 20s somehow, if they flip 13 for like 21, you got a shot at Isaiah Jackson. And maybe he winds up, you know, kind of ascending to his potential. That would be a nice thing. Suns won last night, 118-105. Chris Paul was superior last night with 32 points, 9 assists. His first NBA Finals at the age of 36. He is taking full advantage of that opportunity. Ayton was terrific last night. 8-8, yo. 22 points, 19 rebounds. Booker, 27 points for the Suns. This game was never really in doubt. Giannis played, had 20-17 in his NBA Finals debut. 2007 Indiana high school graduates in this series. Jeff Teague last night from Pike High School. He played for the Bucks, played 10 minutes, had 3 points. And then you had Etwan Moore, who plays for the Suns. He didn't play at all, coach's decision. But it's fun to see these guys. 2007, in my mind, the best high school class in Indiana high school history. A lot of pros out of that class, a lot of really, really smart guys, a lot of basketball players in that class who pushed each other hard to get better and to learn the game. Etwan Moore and Jeff Teague, both great students of the game, and that's why they've been in the NBA to the age of 32 or 33. I think Jeff Teague just turned 33. So we'll see what happens in Game 2. That is tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. It's summer vacation. The kids can stay up and watch the NBA Finals. You know what I mean? Like, for the Final Four, the national championship game on CBS, when it was, and it may still be, at 9:21 at night, that's when tip was, that to me is ridiculous. That's just absolutely, patently absurd to have that happen in the East, especially when West Coast basketball stinks on ice. What are we doing? Why are we starting those games for, like, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade basketball fans who can't stay up and watch and then go to school the next day, right? It's just silly. The NCAA, they should have taken less money from CBS and Turner and kept a lot of the power to determine scheduling, and they didn't. So what are you going to do? Deadline for NBA draft-eligible players to pull out of the draft and return to college, that's today. And so yesterday we found out that Hunter Dickinson is going to return to Michigan. He pulled his name out of the NBA draft. Kofi Coburn did the same thing. Not going to be in the draft. And he's really down to two, although he says he's open. He's got Kentucky and Illinois. He wants to make a decision sooner rather than later. So he's going to go ahead and do that. And really, he's got to. I mean, it's July 7th. You need to know where you're going to college, right, next year. So he's going to play either for Brad Underwood and give the Big Ten the business, which I don't need him to do. I would like him to leave and go to Kentucky and play for Calipari, even if that means Calipari goes to another Final Four, which could be vacated again. At Illinois, he can disrupt Indiana. Kentucky is not going to disrupt Indiana because Kentucky refuses to play Indiana. And that's just fine, too. You know what? They complain about our relevance, Indiana's relevance. Kentucky, how relevant are they in college basketball? Really is like a national championship contender. Zero. Jason Gardner, he's going to Arizona, leaving North Central, where he was the head boys basketball coach. Going to go back to his alma mater. He's going to coach for Tommy Lloyd, who took the job as Sean Miller was fired at Arizona. Tommy Lloyd comes down from Gonzaga, where he had been an assistant coach under Mark Few for years and years and years, 20 years, I think. And now Jason Gardner is going to be on Tommy Lloyd's staff. Good for Jason Gardner, a terrific coach, a terrific dude. Cubs lost their 11 straight last night, 15-10. Jake Arrieta, it's over. At the age of 35, he just can't get people out anymore, and you knew it immediately. In the top of the first, the Phillies' first three guys got on base. You had, I think, a double, hit by pitch, a single where they didn't send the guy, and why would they when you got somebody coming to the plate who's going to hit a grand slam? I think it was Andrew McCutchen. I hated it. You knew it was over before it started. Cubs, they scored a bunch of runs late. Baez with two home runs. He's got 21 on the season. But the Cubs lost their 11th straight. The beautiful Stella is now 12 days old. Today's her 12th day birthday. She is yet to be alive as the Chicago Cubs have won a game. This is unbelievable. They're 9 back. It's over. They're sellers. They're 42-44. It's time to fold up the tent and think about 2024 and 2025. Sell Baez, Bryant, Rizzo, Kimbrel. Adios, muchachos. And go restock that farm system for the love of God, because the farm system right now sucks. It's not filled with talent. The Cubs are not going to get better from within. So they need to get better from without. They've got the guys to be able to do it, the pending free agents to be able to do it. They need to do that, and that process needs to start now and conclude, obviously, by July 31st. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great Wayne Marking, Charlie Marking, celebrating a birthday. I don't know why this happened, but people when I went to high school called their friends by, like, their dad's first name or their mom's first name. So everybody called Wayne Charlie. Sabrina Eichenberger, celebrating a birthday. Harold Roberson, the great Marcia Soderholm, happy birthday. The great Ed Holdaway, the SID from IUPUI, celebrating a birthday. Joey Denny, happy birthday. Shelley Lynn, John Guerin, the great Chrissy Myers, happy birthday. And the great Jay Chapman, the owner of Woof Boom Radio, right here in central Indiana, owns stations in Muncie and West Lafayette, and I think Lima, Ohio. Jay, one of the really, really good guys in radio, and doing good work up in Muncie, understands locality. And so happy birthday to Jay Chapman. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else had his best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, inside Indiana Sports Now, what we did yesterday we were full up, right? We talked about Rachel Nichols and the whole dust-up in Bristol, about ESPN, people getting greedy at ESPN, not understanding that they work in the toy store of life, right? At ESPN, and they need to be thankful for that instead of covetous of somebody else's position. Treasure each of your paychecks at ESPN. Then we also talked to Moses Moody and to Kai Jones after the Pacers workout yesterday. We'll do something like that today. How about that? Can't wait to talk to you then.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.